Monday was the first day of the new school year for students of the Dillingham City School District. The school district's budget was put together with an enrollment estimate of 480 students. The actual enrollment Monday was counted at 466 students. However, School District Superintendent Bill McLeod reported that the enrollment total can and likely will change in the next few days.
We know we're in the ballpark with our number, and we'll just see how it settles in as we go through the next 10 days and then on into October, which is our official count.
McLeod stressed that there were several students missing from the first day of school because they are still working, on vacation, or traveling. He was confident that the final enrollment numbers will be closer to the 480 student level used to come up with the budget for the 2014-2015 school year. During Monday night's meeting, McLeod outlined the results of the unofficial Alaska School Improvement Index scores. The scores come in the form of a star rating from 1 to 5 stars, with 5 stars being the best score available for a particular school. McLeod notes that Dillingham schools posted scores of 3 stars or better.
The correspondence school last year was a 4-star school. This year it's a 5-star school. And every one of our categories we saw improvement in, which was really good. And like last year, the elementary school, 1 point again away from the 4-star. I mean, we're just knocking on that door. And the principals are going to really highlight this year attendance, because in our elementary school, our attendance last year was 92.4%. Had it been 93%, the way that formula works, we would have got 6 extra points and we'd have been right over the hump with a margin to spare. So if we just continue our incremental increases like we have and just get that attendance thing to 93%, bam, we're there.
The new Alaska School Performance Index replaces the Adequate Yearly Progress Accountability System that was part of the federal No Child Left Behind legislation. Alaska received a waiver from the No Child Left Behind standards with the stipulation the state implement their own accountability standards. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.